All right, brief interlude now from the problems on planet Earth so we can all sit back and look up. There is plenty to see in the August skies, stars, planets, even a blue moon. Let's hear about all that from Kelly Beatty. He's our celestial guide, senior editor of Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, so this weekend we have what's called a blue moon. For the record, not an alcoholic product. So what is it, and why do we not see it very often?
So we think of a blue moon as being two full moons in a month. But that's not the traditional definition. That actually involves when four full moons occur within a season. In this case, between the solstice in June and the equinox that's coming up in September, there are four full moons.
Okay.
The third of those traditionally is known as the blue moon.
Hmm.
It's the odd duck, the one that doesn't have a traditional name like the wolf moon or the flower moon. And so the true blue moon is the one happening on Sunday night when it's the third full moon between June and September.
Looking forward to that. I also understand there's what you call a long-running performance staged by a bunch of planets.
Absolutely. Right now, we're very lucky we can see three bright planets at the same time. Venus is low in the west after sunset, and in the east, the arrival of planetary royalty, Jupiter and Saturn, are making their entrance into the evening sky. Jupiter is much brighter. It's only 400 million miles away. Saturn, to its right by about two-fifths, is 900 million miles away. As luck would have it, tonight, the moon will be very close to Saturn, and tomorrow night, very close to Jupiter. Those two planets will be with us all the rest of the summer and into fall.
All right. Okay. Now, Milky Way. What is that? Then can we see that?
Oh, the Milky Way, that is both the name for our galaxy and how we see our galaxy from here on Earth. It's the band of light, almost smoky, cloud-like arc that goes north to south at this time of the year. You need a really dark sky to be able to see this. So I encourage people to go out where they can outside the city, free from light pollution, the bane of our nighttime existence, to enjoy this beautiful arc of hundreds of billions of stars all within view.
Okay. And for those of us who are planners, what should we look forward to going forward?
Looking ahead to November 19th, there will be an eclipse of the moon, almost total, visible all across the United States. On the West Coast, it'll be visible best around midnight. Here on the East Coast, it will be more like just before dawn, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, okay. And finally, I imagine a lot of us are going to want to look through telescopes if we have them. We've heard about this global supply chain issue where a lot of stuff has been delayed. Same story with telescopes?
Absolutely. You know, the pandemic hit the backyard astronomy biz in a couple of different ways.
Hmm.
People went out to their backyards to reacquaint themselves with the night sky. A lot of them decided that they wanted a telescope.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, the telescopes, most of which come out of China, were getting throttled back. And as a consequence, around Christmas, you could not find a beginner-level telescope anywhere. But you know what? You do not need a telescope to appreciate the night sky. It's beautiful just on its own, looking by eye.
Okay, well, there we have it. Sky and Telescope, senior editor Kelly Beatty, here and now's longtime guide to all things celestial. Kelly, thanks as always.
A great pleasure.